Jill and I met at Case Western Reserve University Medical School on the first day of medical school in 1977, and we're married in 1979. My wife was a very smart woman, but she had one weakness, and her weakness was cigarettes. She started smoking at the age of 15, and by the time I met her, she was an addicted smoker. She promised me before we got married several times that she would quit smoking, and she didn't, and so I married her anyway. And so finally, after many years of my pestering her and her attempting to quit, she tried to quit many, many times. In 2013, I was talking to her, and I said, "Honey, I haven't seen you have a cigarette lately. What's the story?" And she said, "Well, I quit 3 years ago. I was wondering when you would recognize that." And I said, "My goodness, that's wonderful." And she had actually stopped on our anniversary, April 27th of 2010. So this was 3 years later. My wife was not one for going to doctors, and she hadn't actually seen a physician in 25 years. And this is a very bright, board-certified pathologist. So in 2013, she decided that she wanted to get screened for cancer. And so she saw her family doctor and had a mammogram, pap smear, colonoscopy, and such. But it wasn't recommended that she have a lung cancer screening. So in December of 2016, Jill had a little bit of pleuritic chest pain. She had some pain on breathing following a rather heavy exercise. We were hiking in the mountains in Virginia. And we got a chest x-ray, and she had a massive tumor involving the right lower lobe of her lung. And 3 months later, she passed away from the cancer, which ultimately spread into her heart and killed her. So this experience led me into looking into a little bit more about cancer in the United States and who dies from what types of cancer. And if you look at the rates of cancer death in the United States, about 50,000 people a year die from colon cancer. About 40,000 people a year in the United States die from breast cancer. Another 30,000 die from prostate cancer. You add those three together and you don't get close to the number one cancer killer, and that's lung cancer, which kills each year in the United States over 160,000 people. And you look at the 160,000 people who die from lung cancer as a group, 80% of them are smokers. So here we have a self-selected segment of the population which is at very high risk for the deadliest of all cancers, that being lung cancer. And we look at the screening rates for lung cancer, and we find that very few patients are actually being screened for lung cancer. I dug into this a little bit deeper. I didn't have to dig too deep because all this stuff is public information. And in 2011, the results of the National Lung Screening Trial became available. This was a multi-center study that was conducted across the United States at 33 centers. They looked at 53,000 patients, all of whom were heavy smokers, over the age of 55 and had smoked for at least 30 pack years and had smoked within the last 15 years. That was the criteria for being included in the study. The other criteria being not having had cancer before diagnosed and not being asymptomatic from a pulmonary standpoint. So they randomized these 53,000 former heavy smokers into two groups. One group would get a chest x-ray each year for 3 years, and the other group would get a low-dose chest CT. And what they found was after 3 years, there was a 20% reduction in the mortality rate in the patients who had received a low-dose chest CT. As a result of the published data from the National Lung Screening Trial, in 2012, the American Association of Thoracic Surgeons, the American Society of Clinical Oncology, the American Lung Association, and the National Comprehensive Cancer Network made the following recommendations. All patients over the age of 55 years of age who had smoked for the last 15 years smoked at least 30 pack years. And what a pack year is, if you smoke one pack a day for a year, that's a pack year. If you smoke half a pack a day for 2 years, that's one pack year. So patients over the age of 55, 30 pack years, and smoke within the last 15 years. those national organizations all recommended that the patients between the age of 55 and 77 should have a yearly low-dose chest CT as an effective screening tool for lung cancer. In 2013, the United States Preventative Service Task Force and the American Cancer Society made the same recommendation. And in 2015, Medicare finally came on board and decided that they would recommend the screening for patients who are at risk and that they would reimburse for it. However, in 2013, the American Academy of Family Practice made a statement that they did not feel that the data supported or did not support lung cancer screening, so they were neutral on it. And as a result of this recommendation, I think primary care doctors are not screening for lung cancer. This is borne out by the evidence. In 2015, of the 6.8 million Americans who met the criteria for lung cancer screening, 30 pack years over the age of 55, smoked within the last 15 years, only 4% were screened. That was in 2015. The following year, the same 6.8 million Americans, only 2% were screened.
Why do you think there's such a disparity in the required screening?
I have to tell you, this has been a big shock for me, and it's been a big shock discovering this among many of my other physician friends who are surgeons primarily. There's no money to be made in lung cancer screening. A chest CT at my hospital, I'm president of a physician-owned hospital here in town, and we offer lung cancer screening, a low-dose chest CT, and the hospital makes $100 off the test. Whereas if you look at mammography and certainly colonoscopy, these are multi-billion dollar a year industries, and there's a lot of money being made and fortunes being made off of screening for breast and colon cancer. And I think the number one issue for not screening for lung cancer is a very strong anti-smoker bias among physicians. And frankly, I hate to say it, but it's true. You smoked, you knew the risks, so I'm sorry, but tough luck. And I think that's very prevalent among primary care doctors. And they also have the ability to hide behind the American Academy of Family Practice being neutral on lung cancer screening, despite very good science to the contrary. And there's the old orthodox, lung cancer is, by the time we find it, it's too late. And there's several reasons for this. The lung is a perfect breeding ground for cancer. And you have a lot of redundant lung tissue. A lot of patients can live with just one lung and live quite easily. So the tumor is allowed to become very large prior to the patient becoming symptomatic. And that's why screening is so important. And that's why lung cancer is so deadly, is the fact that the tumor is very large by the time it's diagnosed in most cases, with only a 17% 5-year survival rate. The incidence of lung cancer in this country is not much greater than the incidence of colon cancer, but it's 4 times as deadly. And the reason why it's 4 times as deadly is we're not screening for it. And by the time it's found, it usually is too late. So we have hard data, a huge study which supports lung cancer screening on a yearly basis for patients at risk. And it's very important that physicians start doing this.
How do you get that movement going?
Well, I'm getting it going by being on your show today, and I'm being very proactive in my own practice. I see about 200 patients a week, and I have determined in discussing with my patients, each one, that about 15% of my patients are at risk for lung cancer, over the age of 55 and have 30 pack years or more smoking. What the National Lung Screening Trial demonstrated, one of the data points that they came up with was that if you screen that at-risk population, if you screen 300 patients, you'll save one life. So if I see 200 patients a week in a very busy practice and 15% of those patients are at risk for lung cancer and should be screened, and I work for 48 weeks a year, that's around 10,000 patients. You divide that number by 300, and if I don't screen, 5 patients will die. If I do screen, I'll pick up 5 lung cancers. So I think it's incumbent on every physician to screen their patients for cancer.
Doctor, can you explain a low-dose CT scan?
A low-dose chest CT is a scan, computerized tomography of the chest, using the minimal amount of radiation possible. And the amount of radiation is about 1.5 millisieverts per test. Just to give you an example, just living here on Earth, you receive about 3 to 4 millisieverts per day, per year rather. So it's a very low dose X-ray, and it gives a very high resolution view of the chest, and is very effective in picking up small nodules.
And you're actually doing lung cancer screenings.
Yes, I am, and I'm encouraging my fellow physicians to do so as well, some of whom are general surgeons and some of whom are gynecologists who see patients and, of course, get a complete history on their patients and now know who's at risk and who should be scanned. I'm president of the Medical Center at Elizabeth Place, a small physician-owned community hospital that is in the old St. Elizabeth facility. And we've been present there for about 11 years, and we do have a CT scan and an MRI scanner. And we are screening patients for lung cancer with low-dose chest CTs. And the phone number for the Medical Center at Elizabeth Place Radiology Department for patients who are interested is 660-8774, 660-8774. That patients who are at risk, who meet that criteria for having Medicare or other insurance companies pay for a low-dose chest CT, should take up the issue with their primary care doctor. But they also should be aware that in this one instance, they may need to be the advocate, because I've had a number of my patients go to their family doctors and request low-dose chest CT scanning for lung cancer, and the doctors are ignorant of it and actually argue with the patients, and the patient has to get the doctor to become educated in this regard, which is really a pretty sorry situation when you think about the fact that 160,000 people a year die from lung cancer.
Dr. Fleischman, can you tell me what drives your advocacy?
Well, my advocacy is for my patients, and frankly, I don't want anyone to have to go through what my wife went through. And there was no reason for a lot of patients, including my wife, to die from lung cancer. Lung cancer at this point in our current state of technology is a very treatable disease. But like any cancer, whether it's colon, breast, brain, pancreatic, or prostate, early diagnosis is key. And if we don't screen these patients, and we have very, very strong evidence with multi-center studies showing that screening is effective, if we don't screen them, then hundreds of thousands of people continue to die who could have been saved. So that's the reason for my pushing for lung cancer screening.
Well, best of luck to you and the work that you're doing, and thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.